I announced a few weeks ago that Archbishop Hebda and all the bishops of Minnesota are reinstating the Sunday and the Holy Day of Obligation starting in 2 weeks on July 4th. It makes us think, though, why? Why is there an obligation? And why do we worship on Sunday? Have you ever thought about that? Why Sunday, of all the days of the week, do we Christians get together and worship God and celebrate the Mass? Why is there an obligation assigned to that? Our Jewish ancestors, they would celebrate on the Sabbath, which was the end of the week, Saturday. So the Jews, to this day, they celebrate their holy day at sundown on Friday to sundown on Saturday. So why do we Christians celebrate on a different day? Do we just want to be different than the Jews? Do we want to have something that can compete with the NFL? It's neither of those. The reason is actually twofold of why we Christians celebrate on Sunday and why we've done it for 2,000 years. This isn't just something that we made up even in the last 1,000 years. This is something that goes all the way back to the early church, to those first disciples of Jesus. And we actually have records written of some of those early disciples. One of the earliest Christian writers was Justin Martyr. Justin Martyr lived less than 100 years after Jesus died on the cross. Really fresh in the history of the church. Justin Martyr lived in those first few decades. He lived in the Middle East, and he wrote very profoundly about what Christians do. And so I have here a little bit of what Justin wrote about Sunday. He says, "On the day called Sunday, all who live in cities or in the country gather together in one place." Just like we do today. For 2,000 years we've done this. And then he tells us why. On Sunday, the day in which we hold our common assembly, we gather because it's the first day on which God, having wrought a change in the darkness and matter, made the world. You remember from the book of Genesis, God created the heavens and the earth. He created everything that exists in 6 days, and then he rested on the seventh day, Saturday. And so Justin tells us, we gather as Christians on Sunday, the first day of the week, because it's the day when God started creating things. But then he gives a second reason. Sunday is also the day that Jesus Christ, our Savior, rose from the dead. And that's no coincidence that God started creating the world and everything that exists on that first day of the week, Sunday, and then Jesus rose from the dead on that same day. You see, God began creating on that first day. We heard in the book of Job some references to that. God asking Job, "Were you there when I created the seas? Were you there when I told them, okay, only go this far?" That started happening on that first day of the week, Sunday, when God started creating. But then, on another Sunday, Jesus rose from the dead, and then God began recreating things. He created the world all the way back, but then he started recreating it when Jesus rose from the dead. And the church has called this Sunday, this Easter Sunday on which Jesus rose from the dead, not the first day of the week, but the eighth day of the week. Normally our weeks only have 7 days, right? But we Christians believe that when God rose Jesus from the dead on that Easter Sunday, he did something altogether new that he'd never done before. And so it's different than the other 7 days of creation. And so we celebrate it even with a new number, the number 8. And that we still, brothers and sisters, are in that 8th day of creation. God has created each one of us, and He recreates us over and over every Sunday when we gather together as a community. Sunday, that 8th day of creation, is also the day that we usually baptize. We bring new members in on Sunday. Even our baptismal font out here in the gathering space, if you count the signs, or count the sides, it's like a stop sign. It has 8 sides. This is very traditional to the Catholic Church. We build our baptistries with 8 sides, reminding us we are baptizing new members into the death and resurrection of Christ on that 8th day of creation. This is why we celebrate on Sunday. We are continually recreated. And then we can even look at the different parts of the Mass. Did we just start doing some things and figuring it out as we go? Is this an innovation of the last 500 or 1,000 years? Well, Justin Martyr actually tells us about that too. He recounts what one of those early masses looked like on Sunday. And if you look at it, it looks pretty daggone similar to what we do today. Justin said, "The memoirs of the apostles or the writings of the prophets are read as long as time permits. Then when the reader has ceased," just like today, he goes down, "the overseer verbally instructs and exhorts to the imitation of these good things." We've just done that. We've read the memoirs of the apostles and the prophets. Now I'm given a homily, a sermon, instructing the faithful. Then Justin says, "Then we all rise together and pray. And as before said, when our prayer is ended, bread and wine and water are brought." We're going to start doing that again this weekend. Our bread and our wine are going to come up the center aisle, just like it did almost 2,000 years ago. Then after the gifts are brought up, it says that they're distributed to each. This is when we receive the Eucharist and a participation of that over which thanks have been given, Thanksgiving Eucharist. And to those who are absent, a portion is sent by the deacons. We still do this. I brought communion to one of our parishioners in the hospital today because he wasn't able to be at Mass tonight. And so we who celebrate the Eucharist, who are able, then go forth and we bring it to those who can't come. And then he ends here. "And then they who are all well-to-do," I think that's you all, "and willing, give what each thinks fit. And what is collected is deposited with the overseer, who provides for the orphans and the widows and those who through sickness or any other cause are in want, and those who are in bonds and the strangers sojourning among us, and in a word, takes care of all who are in need." Even the collection when we pass the basket at Mass, that's been done for 2,000 years so that we, the faithful, would collect goods and the sacrifice of our finances so that others can be blessed, the orphans, the widows, those who are sick. So you see, what we do here on Sunday matters, and it's extended for 2,000 years. We who were created by God are continually recreated by Him. Justin Martyr was one of those early Christian writers, and there's another one called St. Augustine, whom you've probably heard of before. St. Augustine said this, "God, who created us without our help, will not save us without our consent." God, who created us without our help, He didn't need us to create us, will not save us. He will not recreate us without our consent. And so today, as we gather on this vigil of the 8th day, the Lord's Day, let us give our consent. Let us say, "Father, You who have created us, recreate us. Bring us those graces that will make us new, that we would say with Paul, whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come.